You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay. All right. What's up? What's up, Detroit? Real men chopping it up, coming to you live from the studio in Royal Oak Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Your man, Chef, in the kitchen chopping it up live.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. Max Julian, A.K.A. the Green-Eyed Monster.
Oh, you thought he was play pimping.
Hey, you thought I was play pimping. Now I'm here with my boy Big C.
The Pied Piper Diddly 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 D.
Can't do this.
Yeah. And my boy Big E.
Hey, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Representing the East Side, DP Entertainment. What's happening?
Yes, all right, Big E representing the East Side.
Y'all know me.
And we've got
special guest.
Special
guest.
Puss in Boots.
Rochelle Darlene.
Yeah.
AKA.
I am at Puss.
Hey, man, turn that go live off. Let's get the Instagram. When she said that, there's something going on over there, and we need to see it right now. Everybody need to see
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Let's make it happen.
This show is PG-13.
Is it really now? That's not what he said.
No, it's not. We just said, you know, we just throw that out there.
Rochelle.
He said be Rochelle.
All right, so let's get to this topic.
All right, so let's get to this topic. We only got an hour that we're going on. Yep. You know what, Big C?
You about to see in a minute, Big C.
Big C.
Yes, sir.
I got to drop this, man.
You got something
yesterday,
to say?
Yesterday, I got something to say.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's go.
Yesterday, I put a post out there.
Yes, sir.
I said, women, you need to look in the mirror.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Because it's not the man's fault.
Uh-oh.
And, man, it blew up. It went viral. So what's the topic today, Big C?
Check the mirror first.
Oh, yes.
No time's out.
There is no time out.
Check the mirror first. Me 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know what? You got to be ready. You got to be ready. The real men chopping it up right now.
I got the genderologist out there. He's watching.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Appreciating this.
Now I got to get ugly. There is no time out.
There's no time out. Real man,
chop it up. Big C.
Let's go. What's up?
So I put it out there, right?
Okay.
And this thing blew up, man. Okay. What is it with these women? Okay. Now, let me make a disclaimer here. Okay. Going on. I am not talking about the women who want to be single, like being single, called to be single, you happy being single.
Prefer to be single.
Yeah, you know, all that. If you happy with what you doing,
you cut a
then
high single.
That's cool, okay?
All right.
If you happy in your singleness,
yeah.
I'm happy for you,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
What I'm talking about, I'm tired, Rochelle.
Oh, boy.
I'm a little tired.
Puss in Boots.
I'm a little tired. Puss in Boots, I'm a little tired of these women out here, the ones that's out here that are single, but they keep bashing the men for their own mistakes.
What's the mistake?
The mistake that they make in fooling with these boys, number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then making it a blanket statement that it's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
It is your fault.
How is it our fault?
Here we go.
Get down to it's about to get live now.
Let's go.
How is it our fault?
Microphone check.
Let me speak into the mic real quick.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all didn't see that. Hold on, wait a minute. I wish I could flip this. She crushed that mic.
Let me speak into the mic.
She's doing the Jill Scott up here.
I'm about to say, she crushed that mic.
My camera is not working.
It's limp.
But y'all need to see it.
She said the mic is limp.
It's limp.
She said the mic is limp.
It's real.
All right. That's who y'all dealing with right there. That is Puss and Boots. Okay.
Let's see what you got to say. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Let's see what you got
so
to say.
So you're saying that it's our
Look
fault.
Look at you, sis.
No, we're not saying, we're not pointing blame.
You
okay?
just did.
No, we're okay. saying you keep pointing blame. You keep blaming every man that comes into your life for the things and the choices that you make in life that I didn't have anything to do with. And then I have to sit up and hear. I had to sit up here and hear, you know, oh, it's this man, it's that man. He did this and he did that.
What about Vanna?
What about?
First of all, y'all need to stop lying off rip. Be real. a lot of y'all come into our lives and y'all have a whole freaking lie. Y'all don't never be honest about who you are. That's the first thing that happens. Whoa. So we fall for your representative because y'all represent. Y'all want to come to us
and that's whose fault. Wait, that's whose fault.
Wait. Because you're not being honest.
Wait, you coming at us.
Big C, chime in for me,
man,
please.
Hold on.
Come on.
Because I'm thinking about the same thing you talking about, right?
What?
Because we fall for your representative as well.
Oh!
When we come into your life, you freak us in the bed, freak us in the backseat of the car, you freak us at the movie theater. Now I got a headache.
Women.
I just got my hair done, so you can't have that quickie like we used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
Because
I got you now.
Because
I got you
y'all
now.
Y'all fall off too.
Afterwards.
So you used to be able to go two rounds. Now you're doing one, half of the round. And we got to be like this. Now you can't even. Hey, what happened to the two rounds?
Wait a minute.
Then you sleep 15 minutes. Boy, you picked the wrong one.
But you can't point out my representative and then not take accountability for yours.
Bam.
Come on now.
And the church said, amen.
Because see, I'm listening
and
over here.
And see, y'all are getting banged up on by all these men.
That's what we're really talking about. That's what we're really talking about here.
That's why we want you here.
This is the topic of check the mirror first.
Okay.
Because we want you to understand that sometimes it may be you. It may be your fault. It may be the things that you've dealt with that you've held on to, those hurt, that pain. And now every man you can't tell me you dating a man from 16 to 45 and every man you've dated in your life has been wrong for you.
Right.
You can't tell me that. So when are you going to be wrong?
Hold up, big sis.
So basically, okay, I'm going to let you talk.
I'm a heavyweight. She ain't ready.
He's been dying to get me. It's going to be some leftovers after the show. I got my big sis watching.
Come on,
Biggie.
She cracking jokes, man.
Come on.
I got big sis watching. I need to get her to Detroit and have her come sit down with us because she adding on with baby girl talking about something. Talking about half a round with y'all big old bellies.
Real man right here. Ain't no belly. And let me tell you, when I go in as a heavyweight fighter, okay? Mike Tyson style.
That's you, but not all.
I don't know. Early Mike or late Mike? Because late Mike, I mean, he would bite ears and shit. I'm asking because
Luther. Big Luther.
Big sis, what you say, Big sis? Nah, I can't see your
Big sis on your side.
Okay, I know. I want to know what she said.
Big sis on your side.
That y'all fall off too.
She said y'all falling off.
But see, that was not. She said we be falling off.
Y'all do be falling off.
See, but that's not what we're talking about.
What we're talking about is the fact that
just like what you did, and I'm glad you did this, because this is cliche. Because you don't want to look in that mirror at what you bring into the table. You always quick to say, well, it was that man. See, what you're doing is you're doing the reverse of the whole Adam and Eve thing, you know. See, when Adam blamed Eve in the garden, see, now is Eve blaming Adam.
It was that man right there.
We doing real stuff out here in these streets. Real man chopping it up.
The snake came with some game.
Snake came with game.
I don't think you got much game because that mic keep going limp over there.
Puss in Boots ain't got no game.
Because that mic keep going
that mic will not
that
stay,
mic will that not stay up with Puss in Boots.
Uh-oh. I think you're getting exposed over there.
Hey, look, and she's spitting all over it.
You know, she's trying.
I'm just saying.
She's
spitting all over it.
She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
She is not
ready. She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
She's not ready.
It's all love. It's all love.
We having fun.
But here's the thing.
Oh, after 60-year-old Mike.
That's ageism right there. That's after a long life of being a wreck. Let me go down a little bit. That's what they make Viagra for. Speaking to the mic.
Puss in Boots is on the mic.
You know what?
Microphone check.
Can't stand
Puss in Boots.
Okay.
Another break, please.
But let me ask you this, okay? Yes. Because these were some of the comments on the feed yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems to me that, now I'm not saying all women.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is what I'm getting at is like, y'all say all men.
What up, Big Jones?
You know, y'all kind of make it a blanket statement to where y'all coming against us. Now, we say some women, okay?
Okay.
It is some women out here. That's they don't know what time it is.
And they're terrible.
They don't know what they're doing.
Shut up, Cliff.
Letting these Mitches come in here.
Not the Mitch. Are we back on the Mitches?
No, we ain't back on the Mitches.
Yes, y'all are.
Get them Mitches out your house.
Y'all been talking about Mitches for 2 weeks now.
But no,
yeah, we ain't talking about no more Mitches.
We ain't talking about no Mitches. We talking about y'all, okay? Because see, here's the thing.
Yeah, we got two shows.
You allow this to happen.
Why do you keep saying we allow this to happen?
Because.
Why do you keep saying?
You want to know why?
I need you to tell me why.
You want to know why?
Please tell me why.
Because you are in control of your body, your time, everything about you.
True that.
If I try to force myself on you, if I try to take anything from you, it is illegal.
Yes,
and it's called rape.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you willingly let him in. You willingly let him run game on you.
You sound mad.
Willing. I'm not mad.
You mad or not?
No, I'm not mad.
No,
I'm just
tell me what the feedback was that you got.
So the feedback is, this is the thing. I think sometimes it's like I see women want it both ways. And they think they got this monopoly on suffering. Because some of the comments was, we tired, and the men do this, and the men do. But I do see what you're talking about, though, that we all need to come together.
Yeah.
See, you're talking out of two sides of your mouth.
Yeah.
On one moment, you agreeing.
Yeah.
You
but then
the
on the next moment.
Because I think too much like y'all. That's why I'm like, huh? I'm scratching my head. If you talk to any of my female friends.
Come on.
I think more like. A dude, then I think more like a female.
Okay, okay.
So I'm kind of lost in the sauce with this one.
Is that the key? We need women to think more like guys?
Yeah, we do. We got to be, because we always have to be one up on y'all. Because y'all all, here we go with this.
Uh-oh, come on, Ed.
Come on, Ed. Come on, Skeez. Come on,
Skeez.
Come on,
Skeez. And I'm not on no Steve Harvey mess, but seriously, we do.
Come on, Skeez.
You know what? Y'all throwing the game all off balance with that bullshit.
Okay,
I'm going somewhere with it.
Go somewhere.
Y'all women.
Oh, my God.
Think like a woman. You don't have to think like no man to, like, get along with men or get an upper hand on a man or stay a step ahead or whatever.
To understand y'all a little bit.
You ain't got to do that. You just got to be open and communicate. Now, I understand,
okay, I
as a man, we don't communicate effectively. But,
true.
Like, growing up, We ain't taught to communicate.
Absolutely not.
Right? But see, everybody do this to us. Not just our old dudes say, hey, man, toughen that shit up. Hey, man, calm down. You know what I'm saying? Wipe them tears away. But women do that shit to us, too. So you in a relationship with a woman, you open up to a woman, and the first thing she does,
yo,
you do is,
ass.
Dog, yo, sensitive ass. I can't be one of those sensitive ass, man. What's wrong with you?
Crying
so
and
then,
shit. Why you crying, you punk?
So next thing you know, we sitting over there in the corner. We stewing and shit, but we can't say nothing because as soon as we open our mouth, yo, soft ass.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, but wait, though.
Y'all been hurt.
Hey, wait.
Look, we see your finger.
No, this is the truth. Then you be wondering why you run up against that man and then he snap on your ass. And you calling the police, running out the house half naked in the t-shirt and panties.
Wow, where did this go?
Y'all need to be in on something else.
A whole other subject.
I'm trying to get you to understand where I'm coming from with this. Is that y'all box dudes in the corner? Because see, we ain't think about relationships. Y'all think about relationships all the time.
This is y'all stuff.
Maybe not you, but you and your women's counterparts. Y'all women, when the number call in?
No, we ain't calling him. Ain't no call in tonight.
You are in the octagon.
As men, a lot of time we take our cues about relationships from women because we trust y'all.
They're over there just tripping. Because
y'all the emotional center of the relationship, like for real.
Not lately.
No, because y'all trying to think like goddamn men.
No. Because a lot of y'all men are becoming, when I go down my timeline and on social media, y'all be on social media on some whole soft crying stuff now.
But there you go.
But see, that's the Ralph Dressman 90s.
But then when a man comes.
But wait. To go to your point, though. when you want to know what's going on with us and we don't have nothing to say, then now we in an argument. But well, you don't never talk to me. Every time I ask you what's wrong with you,
yeah,
and
you didn't say nothing.
I will agree that we do need to communicate more with men.
Right.
With our men.
But you can
be your woman self.
But we can still be a woman.
With words.
No, I'm just speaking about my personality, period.
With words, though.
But we really do need to communicate with y'all a little bit.
With words.
But see, here's the thing. See, like I said.
Can I shut my camera off?
No.
So I can talk to Cliff.
No. You live on the show, Real Men Chopping It Up. We got our special guest in here, Miss Rochelle D, a.k.a. Puss and Boots.
Oh, my. Let me catch somebody in the streets call me Puss and Boots. All right. With this boot on. Oh, I do got some. Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do got boots on.
Puss and Boots got on boots.
But here's the thing. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all always flipping the script. See, then y'all, you do, because you know, you came out first. Well, I want a real man. You wanted the thug, right? So you got the thug. The thug beat you down. You know, y'all wanted the thug. Then you flipped up and you said, well, you know, I want a man to be more sensitive and in his feelings, you know. I want him to understand my emotions and all of this.
That's the individual. Like,
Wait a minute.
We're not saying all women. We're saying some.
I'm talking about the men. It's the individual too.
But then you give you that, and now you out here now. What's the narrative now? These old men, they too much in their feelings, and they too soft.
They're not providers.
Yeah, they're not providers. Every time we give y'all what y'all say y'all want, y'all don't want.
Don't touch that feed.
I'm not. I'm trying to see what you're talking about.
So what's up with that Puss in Boots?
I don't like the way you say my name.
I love it.
Say my name.
I don't like the way you had saying my name.
I'm sorry. It's Chef, baby.
My friend Siobhan said she should have been here with us.
Siobhan,
you should be here because they're trying to gang up on us.
We're not trying to gang up on you.
We still got the call in?
Yeah. Cliff don't want nobody to call in. Y'all don't want no backup.
That's later on in the show.
That's later on in the show.
All right.
You know.
Okay. I will agree to disagree.
Come on.
We're going to agree to disagree.
Come on now.
Some of the things that you are saying are true. I'm going to be...
B100.
I gotta be honest.
Oh wait. I wish y'all could see. She's actually choking.
I think my neck is breaking.
She's convulsing right now.
Somebody,
please call the ambulance for us here.
Yes, please. Because she's choking. I'll be in Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital by the end of the evening.
Chef just.
Is that little sprinkle action right there?
But look,
this dude.
While she's choking on that honesty, that mic is staying up.
Yeah.
It was
a little limp there for a minute. Now she has started talking honesty.
That mic's staying up, y'all. So now y'all agree.
The mic is staying up.
Is that what we got to do? We got to agree with y'all in order for y'all to stay up.
You ain't got to agree. But you're talking truth now. So.
Yeah. I'm speaking truth.
Truth to power.
Truth. Okay.
And that's all we're saying. We're just trying to get at. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like a lot of times, we don't want to be the fall guy for every bad relationship that's ever been
had. Now, I agree with that. That you shouldn't have to suffer because of what you know. And the same thing with us, too.
Because
we go through the same thing with you guys. We go through the exact same thing.
Right.
When you bring up, well, my ex did this, or my ex used to do that, we don't want to hear that either.
Right.
Or my ex used to, because I dated somebody, and when our first argument we got into, the first thing he wanted to do was run and say, I just got out of a relationship just like this. And all she wanted to do was argue. And I'm not trying to, I'm like, pause for a second. This is something that we need to talk about, but you like this. You ready to go, and you comparing me to somebody the other woman in your life.
Okay.
We don't want to hear that either.
Okay. But you got control in that.
That's real.
We don't.
That's real. But
1.
Here's my
4
thing.
1.4 Puss in Boots.
Okay, we'll give you that.
Actually, 2, because 2. You got to get
2.
Hey, where my bell go? Oh, right here.
Where my bell at?
Okay, no, you don't. No, no, no.
Wow, this is the host. Wait till I get my own
podcast. This is the host. Yeah, that's right. When you get your own podcast.
And we come to your show and tearing it down.
Y'all not invited to my podcast.
Hold on. Hey, look. And we bringing our own bell.
Hey, Ryan, cut her mic off. You forgot where you was at.
Turn it off.
You know what?
You forgot where you was at.
Ryan, don't touch my mic.
No, don't touch her mic. She's doing some things to that mic right now.
I'm not doing that. Stop before somebody.
She's doing some things to that mic right now.
I want to hear what you got to say.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
So, all right.
What up, Shalala?
No,
I got to do all my shout outs. I have my
What's
people.
Up, everybody on my page.
Hey,
Okay, wait a minute. Pause for a second. My Corey said, tell them to leave me alone. We'll fight all of y'all.
DP,
who said that?
Corey.
Who is Corey?
Don't worry about Corey. He's my friend. He's my favorite human.
Tell Corey if he better man up.
Right.
Okay.
We got this to Corey, I'm about to text you the address.
Tell Corey he better man up.
Y'all better leave Corey alone. Okay, my friend Amari.
Come on out here, Corey.
Is it Corey or is it Corey?
It's Corey.
Okay.
I'm about to say Corey probably 6'8", 275. You better calm down.
Well, I'm just
boxing with nobody.
I don't know, man. Right. So I'm just,
friend Amari is saying that the fact is that women are never satisfied.
Women are
I would agree with that.
Circle gets a square.
That's not true.
Francis, if you got something to say,
I think a lot of women.
We got breaking news. Oh. What's up, Chef?
Breaking news. Word on the street is that from a reporter, street reporter, is that women are never satisfied. Let's go live to the field right now.
Hey,
Puss
Corey
in Boots,
Taylor.
We got you out there. We've got a comment here that women are never satisfied. What say you?
Okay, cut the commercial.
All right, cut the commercial.
I'm like, I thought you were talking about
We're having technical difficulties with Puss in Boots. We're going to Big C.
What's up? Big C out in the streets.
What you got to say?
You know, man, I think that statement is real. You feel me? I'm out here in these streets, bro. You know, I'm looking at these women out here. You buy them pop. They don't want pop. They want water.
You
buy them a water.
Really
they
out,
don't want
seriously.
Water. They want juice. They ain't never satisfied, man.
Ain't never satisfied.
Hey, what's up to my boy? What's up to my dogs locked down on 7 Mile Van Dyke? What's up?
And coming back
what the
that,
hell am I in right now? what is this?
I think the young boy just implied that women's just thirsty and don't want to be.
Oops.
Oh, so y'all really want to fight? I'm fighting all three of y'all in the parking lot.
They don't want no water. They don't want no juice.
Wait a minute.
Cliff, you need to clean that up.
I think she got a straight razor in her purse or something, you know?
Under my tongue.
I done been cut before.
He going to give me his wrist.
I done been cut before.
He going to give me his damn wrist.
I done been cut before. Do your worst.
Above the last
one. Do your worst.
But here's the real.
Yeah.
All right. Why are we attacking one another? How come we just can't love and just understand?
That's where communication comes in.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what communication. And see, the thing is, the topic that we were supposed to talk about, that y'all switched the switch on me.
No, we ain't talking about that topic.
When we start a relationship, there are certain things that we need to discuss before going any further.
But shouldn't you discuss that before you start the relationship?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm all for that, but there's a lot of people that aren't. They just jump right into it, and then you start learning stuff about your partner as you go along with the relationship, and then you start complaining, and I start complaining about you, and you complain about me.
Okay.
That's where
done.
The problem comes.
Ain't
nothing.
No love making.
So
ain't no
would you agree then that a lot of these women are talking out of their hurt as opposed to...
I can answer that. Everybody is.
You a whole woman.
I can answer that. Everybody is.
Who
is not speaking through their hurt? Like when you meet somebody, right? If you ain't took time, like from the last relationship to the next one, if you ain't took time off from that last one, that, like say you just got totally tore up by that last one.
Yeah.
But you out there, but you can't deal with being by yourself. So you out wherever you was out the last time you found somebody to find somebody else. You still traveling in that loop you was in before.
Wow.
So, I know a lot of women do it, but
I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to say, hey man, wait a minute.
You feel me? All right, everybody, get your offer.
I'm still trying not to get kicked out the studio right now.
I got you. And see, that's the thing. And that's all we really trying to get people to understand is deal with you. Deal with your issues.
Right.
Deal with what you're bringing to the table.
I agree.
But a lot of times, you got the women out here running from point to point to point, but they drag in past issues, past baggage, all these things so into new relationships.
Are we just focusing on women tonight? Is that the whole?
No.
Are we just focusing?
We gave that disclaimer. We always give a disclaimer that our topics are both sides of the fence. Yeah, yeah. Our topics are both sides of the fence.
Okay. So we know, run into those same issues, too.
Oh, absolutely.
We do. We really do.
We know you do.
We run into the same issues.
But see, okay, here's the thing.
Wait, let me
go ahead. Go ahead, Big C. I'm sorry.
Like you said, we all run into the same issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But where we as men have the problem at is that when we have the issue, it's not important to you. Well, your issues must be important to us.
Must be important to us.
And you know what I'm saying? And so
that's right.
Wait a minute. Oh. Stop. Look at this.
My leg hurt. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. It was acknowledgement. Without acknowledgement, it was like, wow.
What are you talking about? What?
Don't nobody see it. We got some agreement here.
So again, you know what I'm saying? So we just trying to get to a point where it's not about who did what to who. You did this to me, I did that to you, because that's all juvenile and retarded. We trying to get to a point where we say, okay, look, baby, here's my issue. Mm-hmm. Here's your issue. Mm-hmm. Now, if we gonna continue forward, let's formulate a plan to get rid of these issues. Mm-hmm. But you can't get rid of the issues if every time I have a problem, it's on the back burner, but you have a problem, it's on the front burner.
What about the brothers? What about the brothers that got the sister that has their back,
okay,
that wants to sit down and say, baby, let's talk, and y'all close us off? You run out, you go to your homeboy, you discuss everything with him.
Hold on. Because when you have an issue, don't you go get in your sister circle and get that ice cream and that bottle of wine?
Well, y'all expect that.
Okay, so sometimes what we talk about, we need our dog's opinion.
But are you willing to agree that y'all shut us out? There's not a whole lot of men.
Let me tell you. Okay. Here's how the conversation go. Baby, I got something to talk to you about. What's up? Well, you know, this is going on and that's going on. And you be like, oh, okay. But you know, me and my girl was talking about this.
Yeah.
And then you go off into your issue and you never let me finish mine. And then when I don't talk to you, now we got a problem.
Right. So you're not acknowledging, you know.
I'm so hurt. I'm going to hug you.
You know, hurt. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Ryan, cut the mic off. Security.
Gail, I'm tired of being out here.
I'm going to get kicked off.
I just want to come home, Gail.
Security.
Put me in my onesie.
Yeah, rub my back.
Hold up, my girl. On topic, my girl needs to say, most men won't discuss issues at length. When you start delving into issues and analyzing, they shut down.
Because.
That's exactly what she was saying.
Yeah.
Because. Here's the thing. A lot of times, we wanna talk to you. We want to get it out.
Yeah.
But y'all don't let us get it out. It's like, oh, well, you flip the script. You change the subject, you know, or you halfway listening, okay, to us.
Okay. A lot of my male friends are agreeing with y'all.
I'm going to take the burden for all the females right now. We don't want you to take the burden. What this show is about is bringing awareness to all that. Like, you ain't got, we not no sensitive crybaby, go sit in the corner, man. But if I come to you with a real issue, then sit down and help me figure out this issue. Because if you're supposed to be the co-pilot, the co-captain of this ship, and I'm supposed to be the head, when I come talk to you about something, you're supposed to be able to say, okay, baby, let's figure this out together. Yeah.
That's how we would like for it to go. Not tell me what happened on Love and Hip Hop.
I don't give a damn about that right now.
Bring up that.
Not Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that.
I'm just saying, I talk to
a lot of brothers, right? And the main thing, like, as far as communication with their lady, it's like you sit down, it's like sitting in this room by yourself with all this soundproofing in here. You just talking with no echo, ain't nothing coming back at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's standing outside the door. As soon as she open the door, bam, she giving you all her stuff. But you still ain't dealt with none of your problems.
Yeah.
And your problems fast.
Wait. On top of the fact, we done went to work, we done came home provided, and now when we trying to profess our issues, you ain't trying to hear it.
You ain't trying to hear it.
That's okay, ladies. So what I'm gathering from this discussion
But
come on, come on.
God, I'm like, I'm about to have a whole seizure.
You all right?
I'm like, are
we, she's in the lion's den.
Have we changed?
Have we changed?
Take you a sip of water.
Okay. Hold on. Big Sis said, child, I'm always halfway listening. I'm just waiting on you to shut up so I can go make a drink.
See?
Okay.
See?
Get
him, once again.
You messing it up for me.
Once again.
Don't say that.
Once again.
Look, free advertisement. This show has been brought to you by Mountain Dew.
And cheap ass water from Myers.
See? So she just confirmed it, okay?
Okay. Can I say this?
Yeah, come on.
This is what, okay, and I'm just speaking, this is my own opinion.
Come on.
What I have learned in my dating years that men need the exact same thing as women do.
Mm-mm.
I'm 40, I'll be 46 in 2 weeks.
You're not supposed and I to have be agreeing learned. With us.
But no, I know, but no, I can't, because I can't,
wait,
I can't
wait,
do
wait,
that.
Wait,
come on,
I can't,
come on,
I can't,
wait,
I can't
wait,
do
wait,
that.
Yeah, this is what
I
about.
Can't
wait.
not agree, because that's what
it's
I
cool.
have learned.
It's cool, go
Everything
ahead.
Everything that you guys have said on this show, I was, oh God.
It's hard, ain't it?
Hold on, y'all gotta see this. Look at it. She have an issue.
Her whole system shutting down.
I'm like this.
We got tissue if you need it. Come on. Come on.
Wait, hold on. Look. Hey, watch this. Hey.
Excuse me. I ain't about to show weakness. What?
Who are you?
No. What did I eat today?
Who raised you?
Young apprentice.
I must be PMSing or something, because I'm a little sensitive right now.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a little sensitive right now.
What's going on, y'all? I hope y'all enjoying the show. What's up to all my people out there?
Yep. Hope y'all enjoying this show today.
This is what I've learned.
What have you learned?
Clearly, you guys need exactly what we need.
Absolutely.
And the problem is, and I'll admit, I'm going to put this all on myself. I have been in relationships where I look at the guy that I'm with, and he's supposed to be stronger than me. I'm supposed to be able to go to you and cry on your shoulder, and you're supposed to console me and help me to.
I got a question.
Oh God, what, Cliff? What?
I remember learning somewhere. Can't just pinpoint it right
Bring
now.
Bring up something and watch but what I, but had I, happened.
But
I beca-
I've learned somewhere that it was said that whatever my strengths are and your strengths are, wherever my weaknesses and your weaknesses are, that maybe we should collaborate to where all our strengths and weaknesses become strengths, all strengths together. But if you're not trying to help me with my weaknesses, and now I look weak to you, then you ain't gonna never respect me.
Come on now. Wow.
I wish that y'all, okay, can y'all, I'm about to turn.
Wow.
I said I'm a heavyweight. Nobody believed me, but I'm a heavyweight.
Today.
But see, here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, we understand. Now, this was one of the comments and the feedback from the post.
Hey, Dietrich Holloway said, yep.
What up, Dietrich?
What's up, Dietrich?
What up, Dietrich?
I'm sorry, ladies.
What up, little Miss Angelina?
We got it. Okay, clearly the guys think we should do better. They want us to communicate. They want us to listen.
It's not really about that. It's just the fact that, like I said, once again, you know, keeps going back. You don't have a monopoly on this suffering, okay? Because this was one of the comments, all right? It was like, well, we as women, we have to deal with all these things. We're tired. We have to raise kids, take care of our parents, you know, do all of these things and stuff. And we understand that. But you know what my response was?
What?
You know what my response was? I said, okay, I got you on that. But I got to walk out the door every day and wonder if I'm going to make it back in the door.
I'm going to need you to calm down.
All right? I got to walk out that door every day and wonder because this is a target on my back.
Wait.
I got to deal with the crazy people at my job. I got to deal with the crazy people in the streets. I got to deal with the crazy police officers out there who just looking to take me out for no apparent reason.
And then when you come home, to what's supposed to be the sanctuary.
The sanctuary.
When you walk through the door, your beautiful black queen standing there to welcome you with open arms, say, baby, thank you.
Thank you for
going out
home
today and working hard to provide for us,
you,
for me, for the kids.
And you about to tell me, come
and,
on.
And you want to look at that woman.
Just come
and,
on.
And you want to look at that woman. You want to grab her.
Y'all.
You want to grab her around, around her
they
waist. You want to pull her close to you and kiss
her
and tell her, hey, you know, thank you, baby, for appreciating me. But what you get? You're hot and ready in the microwave. I'm about to go watch BET.
Oh, my God.
Hot and ready.
you know what? Okay, what you got to say?
Hey, that was a disclaimer because I'm doing a commercial for Little Caesars.
Eclipses. I hope you're getting paid for all these endorsements that you're doing tonight.
Nah,
I hope you get paid for it.
I was actually about to take a step back because, like, nowadays, ain't nobody really staying at home taking care of no kids.
Right.
Everybody working.
Everybody working.
Come on now, E.
Everybody working.
Come on, everybody working.
You in the same house, you in a different house, everybody working. So that same, like a lot of them same arguments don't even really work no more. Right? Of course you want to come home, right? Like as a man.
As a man.
You want to go out, work, get that paper, come home, and have somebody to actually appreciate you when you walk in that house.
That everywhere.
Right? You want that.
I cannot.
You know,
come on, bro.
But 9 times out of 10, your lady out there working,
too. My friend Kim Smith said,
please
what y'all got for that?
Please
what? What'd you say? Kim.
Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, I have to ask this.
Please what? Please what, Kim?
Is Kim in a relationship? Is she married, single, or divorced?
I don't know what
Kim's saying. Ask Kim.
Kim,
what you saying, please?
If you're still on the... If you're still here, I need you to...
Did you say she better be at that doing her birthday suit?
Hey, I'm all for that.
But here's the thing to your point, too, Ed, about it not being the same. Now,
no.
when I worked at construction local, right?
Yeah.
And I was married.
Hold on, this is deep, right?
When I was working at construction local,
okay,
we get laid off during the winter months. So when I was laid off on the winter months and my wife was working, I played Mr. Mom. I cooked. I cleaned. I took the kids to school. So, you know, I did what I had to do. So when she came home, she had a hot meal.
You soft, man. You
ain't
your emotions.
Damn soft. That's the husband taking care of his wife.
Kim said she's newly single.
Exactly.
Why are you single, Kim?
Are you happy?
Is you happy?
Well, she can't be happy. I'm single and I'm happy.
No.
But wait,
a lot of women out there that's single ain't happy.
Yeah, but that's Kim. You're a puss in boots.
Yeah. With the Instagram.
Boots. Puss in boots. Hold on. Don't go on Instagram looking for puss in boots, please.
Breaking news.
Puss in Boots is single.
Wow.
Ready to mingle.
Wow.
Sexy.
If I got some real men out here that think they can chop it up with Puss in Boots, call in.
I am a whole Sagittarius. Y'all know that meme.
You said a whole Sagittarius?
I said a whole Sagittarius.
A whole Sagittarius.
That's what my friends need to call in.
What's up, Miss Gwen Anderson Banks? We got you live. Real men chopping it up.
Chopping it up, baby. That's all we're doing. We're trying to bring awareness to the people out here in these streets.
Okay, I got my Facebook friend, Anthony Fears. He says relationships have to be flexible.
Yep.
And he said those old antiquated ideas are played out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Dancing Usher from the Pistons game. That's one of my close friends too. He says, "Tell
the
them
Dancing Usher,
Dancing
okay,
Usher.
We want to hear what
the man who pop lock.
We want to hear what he got.
He
down,
says
bro.
She had to tell him the Dancing Usher take care of a lot of kids, and he goes to work and entertains the stadium.
There you
okay,
go.
That's what he said.
See, because he a real man. Okay.
That's what real men do.
That's what real
and
men
Anthony
do.
Anthony continues to say, you are a man regardless who brings home the money. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Oh,
but when I'm under...
Anthony, that's another show topic. Anthony, that's another show.
Can I come back for that one?
Hell yeah.
Are we going to open up the lines?
Can we open up the lines, please?
All right, here we go. We opening up the telephone line. You want to call in and say something to Big C, Pied Piper. You want to say something to Chef Max Julie. You want to say something to Skis, or you want to say something to
what
Puss
up,
in Boots.
Oh, my God.
Call in 248-579-5295.
Come on, call in 248-579-5295.
Call in,
248-579-5295.
Can I get one of my female friends to call in, please? We ask that you keep it short. And maintaining the model body while y'all are sitting back after work waiting on us to uplift you.
Hey.
What she say? What she
say? That's my cuz. We working, cooking, loving, and maintaining the model body while y'all are sitting back after work waiting on
us to
uplift
you. Who maintaining the model body?
Hey, wait, I'm reading the comments.
Hold on. Tell cuz. We understand that. And the right man won't have you out there like that.
We got a call.
Caller, you're on the air.
You're on the air with real men chopping it up.
Who is this?
Hello? Who this? Hello. This is Trish.
Trish?
This is Eddie's big sister.
Eddie's big sister. What's up, Trish?
Y'all have been killing me here.
Give a minute. This is going to be gold, I promise you.
Listen, let me tell you something. Every woman ain't sitting around waiting on you so she could put her head on your shoulder and cry her problems out.
Well, sis, we didn't say every woman. We said something.
It's 30 minutes to myself, and I got this. But what I don't want is to be sitting around listening to you whining about all the things that you got to deal with while I'm dealing with them same things, too. I ain't got time for that.
But you only got one bullseye on your back. We got two.
World with a target on your back.
We got two.
Boy, I'm the one that be on the side of the road fighting with the police in that hour and 45 minute commute I got to and from work. And we're not going to talk about when I'm flying across the world to be up in Europe. So when you posting up in home talking about you want a hot meal, I'm in Poland.
Okay, you can't make us hot meal. Who said anything? Get you a man that can cook.
Oh, they can't hear.
All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Trish. All right, big sis.
But see, she getting to the point I was making earlier.
Okay, go for it.
She getting to the point I was making earlier.
We want the same thing.
We all working.
Right. We all want the same thing. That's it. We all working now.
I think we're coming to consensus here.
We want the same thing.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of got to take a step back and be like, all right, what do I really need?
Right.
I mean, like, what do I really need? Because, like, honestly, it's still some of us, like, dudes, we go out, we come in, you still expecting same shit.
If you'd like to comment.
Baby girls still at work. She come in, she need a couple minutes too.
We got another call coming in.
Caller, you're on the air.
You're on the air with real men chopping it up.
Who we talking to?
Talking to the Dancing Usher.
Dancing Usher in the house.
What's your comment, bro?
Come on now.
That's my barroom buddy right there.
Well, first of all, this topic is A1. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, low key, Rochelle didn't want to do it though. She was like, go ahead. I'm going on Facebook and I'm blasting this whole show.
I'm getting it shut down.
She couldn't keep her mic up.
I'm gonna just get to the core of what a man role is and what a woman role is.
Come on now, drop that side.
A lot of men, especially men. Forgot what a real gift is.
Absolutely.
What black gold is.
Absolutely.
Black gold isn't jewelry.
Yes, sir.
It's a woman.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Gift from God.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Listen, we can be a billionaire and won't be happy without that woman.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
I agree with you. But you better get that prenup.
We can buy the biggest house on the planet. If that woman don't walk through there, it'll never be a home.
Hey, come on, Luther. Come on, Luther.
In a house.
I'm just telling the truth.
A man's supposed to provide.
If she's a gift, a man obtains a favor from God.
Yes, sir.
It's a rarity to find a man. Period. For a good woman, most men are clones.
These men walk around here.
Dressed to like pants sagging, wearing Jordans, wearing undershirts, they don't know who they are.
Bro, you missed the last two shows.
A woman can't even think about wanting him.
Absolutely, and we agree with that. And that's not disputing that.
That was the last two shows.
Last two shows.
Talking about Mitch's.
The speaker. We can only hear them in our ear.
But we understand exactly what you're saying, man. And like I said, this show is not to just like badger women or badger men. It's just like to say, look, we need to all do better in every area so we can get back to what black love is really all about. It's about families.
Yep.
It's about two-parent homes.
That's right.
It's about raising your kids.
It's about raising
seeing
your family.
You know, when's the last time some of these families like, even had a family reunion? It's some people with their family, they don't even talk to each other.
That's right.
So,
yes.
You know, we all about the empowerment. Right. Not like we try to get people to understand, please, this is not a show about any woman.
We're not
any
bad
man
anybody.
No. Yeah. So we feel you on that. And we appreciate that comment, bro.
It's all love,
I was just addressing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to say that.
Most men forgot what the gift is.
Yes, sir.
That was the whole term.
Yes, sir.
To make known.
Hey, we're going to table that for the show.
Some women need to make room.
Wait a minute. Some women need to make room.
Hold on. He said something right there.
Come on now. Repeat that one more time.
Losing me. What you say? What you had said was?
Listen. I say some women need to learn to be weak, because some women say, I got everything, I don't need a man. So where's the room for a man to be in there?
There you
boom.
Go. Damn. Say that.
Thank boom.
Hey,
say
hey, that. Hey, 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 hey,
women,
hey, man.
Even if a woman do have it all together, she'll never find her man if she don't play weak to a degree.
Yes, sir.
Boom. One thing about a man,
bro, we're going to invite you on the show.
They want you on the show now.
Yeah, you got to come to the show.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, though. Let me turn around, folks.
What up, Quinn?
Hey, your girl.
Baddest barber on the West
made
Side.
That comment,
I did not hate Clinton. No, Clinton know me personally. He know I got all love.
You didn't see her face in the studio, though, dog. I saw her face.
Hey, we thank you so much for the comment. We're going to have you on the show. We got to book you on the show one day.
Thanks for the comment, bro.
Clear out your window. Yes, thanks for the comment.
All right, talk to you later, bro.
I'll be honored to come on the show.
We'll get your information from Puss in Boots before she leaves.
Wow, seriously.
All right, take care now.
All right, have a good one, bro.
Hey, there's a lot of people asking me what we talking about on the show. Let's just, right quick, we only got a few more minutes.
We only got a few more
minutes. What we talking about on the show is checking the mirror first. We're checking the mirror first, meaning to look in the mirror and see what you can change about yourself to make things better for you. And it is not just about women. It's about men and women in general. We all need to make changes.
Right. Okay. One of my friends, close friend. Oh, I'm sorry. One of my close friends, Siobhan, she just said, and this is a true statement. She said, some people are raised on survival and they don't know how to love and treat people well.
Understandable.
And that is true. Sometimes you get into a relationship with a man or a woman that wasn't shown any love in their childhood, growing up, they didn't have, I don't want to stick. Well, that's
okay.
For lack
but
of a
we understand
word.
That. But see, part of it is like bring it to the table.
Let us know.
But what if we bring it to the table and y'all still don't get it? And that's talking about females too.
Okay,
and
we still don't
get it.
Okay, then it all depends on what you're willing to deal with. If you ain't willing to deal with it, then walk away from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't get
I
hurt.
Agree, yeah.
You know, and don't get hurt.
That, right.
And then become this, ain't no good men out here. Ain't no good women.
Yeah.
Out here.
See, a lot
y'all
of times.
Y'all say the same thing.
Didn't
Cliff.
You just hear me say, ain't no good men, ain't no good women?
Okay. I missed
see,
that part.
There you go.
See
you missed
hearing.
It. You missed it. Like,
sometimes I have
know?
A little bit of you, selective hearing.
Yeah, we see.
You missed it.
The microphone is still up and erect.
Whoa.
Bang.
Hey, I'm a heavyweight out here in these streets.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Ooh, wait a minute. Say that one more time. Wait a minute. Like Mufasa. Say it again. Say it
Puss
again.
Puss in Boots.
Hey, look. Soft as warm shea butter. Ooh.
Blink, blink.
Hey. I think I like having females in the studio.
Hey, we got
and
the
again,
news, bro.
And again, this episode is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
By the way, ladies, we are auditioning for Studio Groupies. Studio Groupies?
Don't do that.
Chef needs somebody in the kitchen. I need some sous chefs.
Hey. Don't forget the Christmas episode. Come sit on Zaddy Santa's lap over there. Trying to find him somebody.
And
come tell him what he wants for Christmas.
Hey, ladies, he got this sexy salt and pepper beard, because you know beards.
Oh, don't
hair.
Go
we
there.
Facial hair.
Hey, listen.
He's
listen.
Got. Wait a minute. Let me turn the camera down. Turn the camera around so y'all can
hold
see.
Hold
so
on.
Y'all can see Chef.
I told.
And he got green eyes for all y'all who like them yellow boys.
Hey, listen.
Chef is available.
Hey, listen. I told y'all 2 weeks ago, Chef giving out free beard rides.
You know, yeah. We got Mr. Ashley in the building.
That's all I got, but I'm
it's something. We want something.
It's something.
Something on there.
I got skills, though.
I can't do it.
In your face.
That's too much information. Okay.
Teach it. Let's go. Dog on your mind.
Hey, this is our show.
I'm going to throw my whole boot on the desk. Don't play.
This is our show.
You're going to throw the boot on the desk?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, because that means something. Now,
What does that mean?
That's my signature. When I thought I know, it's done, son.
Wait a minute. The mic just went like this.
Why do you keep handing me tissue? The mic like this.
What up, y'all?
Throw your boot on the table.
If you throw one more piece of tissue at me, what does tissue mean?
You need some wet.
Here we go. I got you, Miss Reed.
All right. We got 4 minutes left on the show.
Okay.
So I say we allow our guest, Ms. Puss in Boots herself,
Faxonisha,
to close us out.
Get down, baby.
What did you learn today? Did we help anybody? What's your thoughts on the show?
Come on now. Close us out.
Let me humble myself.
Y'all got to see Ms.
One
Puss in
time.
Boots. My people.
Yeah. Here go Puss in Boots.
Here go Puss in Boots.
Oh, my God. I got all these cameras on me.
Puss in Boots is,
okay. I'm going to humble. Clearly.
She's been giving y'all so much pleasure today.
I can't do this right now. It's all this right now. Okay. Clearly, y'all need a little bit more than what we giving y'all. So, ladies, the fellas are crying out to us. They saying, hey, we want to talk. We want to discuss our problems. It's not a weakness. It's okay. So what we need to do is just take time out and listen to our men. My mouth keep hitting the mic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hit the mic, baby. Hit
my
the mic.
My mouth keeps on hitting
and
the mic.
Hit the mic.
And we're going to zoom
no
in on
teeth,
the mic.
It's just all lips.
Oh!
Blow the whistle! Brought to you by Puss in Boots. So, that's what I learned today. Fellas, they need that. The men need the same thing we need.
Come on, be butt-ass naked at the door,
ready to listen to his
problems. Wait, with these boots on!
Hold that one more time.
Gotta show the boots.
Say that one more time.
Ladies!
Wait, hold on.
Don't come from my throat. When the fellas get off from work, ladies, just be butt naked. Because they'll forget about everything else. They'll forget about all of that. So just come, when he opens the door, just be butt ass naked with some boots on. And he ain't going to want to talk about no problems. And we ain't got to go. And if you
add Sister Trish, just be able to get a ticket to go where she at so she can be butt ass naked.
I just want to know. Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
Does anybody understand?
Okay.
Puss in Boots.
All right. What's up? You good?
What's up? We got a minute. Okay. All right. Well, we certainly thank y'all for coming on today.
Come back and check us out next week.
Come back and check us out next Wednesday. Yeah, we've had so much fun.
Thank you, Rochelle, Darlene.
Y'all going to have me back.
We're going to have you back.
Please have me back.
I think we're going to have you back. Okay, I enjoyed interacting. You know, it was good having a female voice on here.
Perspective.
Even though y'all jumped on me so badly.
That was going to happen.
Ow.
I think the mic liked us jumping on you. But anyway, y'all tune in next Wednesday. Real men chopping
same
it
time.
Up.
Chop, chop, chop.
8 o'clock.
We're going down.
12, 11, 18.
Peace.
We'll
love you.
I need wine. Sir.